ABC Radio Australia.
A year after a cargo ship ran aground in Solomon Islands, spilling tons of oil into the sea near a World Heritage site, locals say that authorities are still yet to tell them the extent of the damage. An impact assessment has been carried out, but it hasn't been publicly released. Meanwhile, the oil that was collected during the cleanup operation is still sitting in a warehouse waiting to be collected, as Liam Fox reports.
Willy Sao Kaitu says life has not returned to normal for people living in Kungava Bay 1 year after the oil spill disaster.
The environment is really changed. The freely movement of local people around that area is no longer seen anymore. Using the beaches and swimming the sea, you know, it's not like before.
Mr. Kaitu is a member of the Te Hakatu tribe, and his people live in villages on the shores of the bay. That's where the ship Solomon Trader ran aground on a reef during rough weather last February. It spilled around 100 tonnes of heavy fuel oil into the sea, not far from the neighbouring East Rennell World Heritage Site. As the disaster was unfolding, the then Prime Minister Rick Ho said the spill was causing irreversible damage. But Mr. Kaitu says his people are still waiting for someone from the government to come and tell them exactly how much damage was done.
What they promised is to monitor that situation, but till now nobody go over there to monitor the situation.
So there's been no information on the possible long-term effects of the spill?
Yeah, exactly.
A team of local and international experts, led by Dr. Simon Albert from the University of Queensland, did conduct an impact assessment, and their report was handed to the government last September, but it's yet to be made public. The director of the National Disaster Management Office, Lottie Yates, has seen the report, but can't discuss its findings until it's cleared by the government.
I think it needs to go through some approval processes first before it is released. It hasn't been submitted to Cabinet, I think.
Ruth Lilongula from the corruption watchdog Transparency International is not surprised the report has not been made public.
No, we're not surprised because certain people, especially those in the mining and as well as in the logging sector, they can get away with anything and nothing much happens.
Another unresolved issue is the disposal of the oil that was collected during the cleanup operation. Lottie Yates in the National Disaster Management Office helped coordinate the cleanup, which was conducted with significant assistance from the Australian government, including the provision of specialised boats, equipment and personnel. He says they're still waiting for the Solomon Trader's owner or insurer to get rid of the waste oil.
They've been transported to Honiara and are currently in a warehouse in Honiara. I mean, that to me is a concern. They towed the boat away around June, July last year. 7, 8 months later, the oily wastes are still sitting in Honiara.
Back on Rennell Island, Willy Sao Kaitu says his people are also waiting for compensation.
Damage has been done to our reefs and also some of fresh water we also use for drinking and cooking, even for swimming. Also, affected, and we are no longer using some of them. We need compensation of our access to our natural resources.